Classic League Podcast time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 314 of the Classic Elite Podcast. My name is Scott. My co-host is Kevin. What's going on, man?
Hey, not much. How is everybody doing? Guess what? I have a cold, and it is only a cold.
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah, wrong right? Than
Yeah, we are in week two of the super intense weirdness of coronavirus over here in North America. Kevin's in Canada. I'm in the U.S., and it's weird. Super weird. So
very weird. I'm in the heart of Toronto, which is like mini New York for those who don't know where Toronto is. And it's weird. Everything's closed. There's no one on the street. I can't blow my nose because you panic buyers out there, but all the goddamn tissue paper and toilet paper. So I got nothing. So yeah. Gonna wipe it on poles and shit.
It's a joke.
I'm in the Midwest, so we're the last to kind of get it. So my state actually got rated very well. Ohio got rated really well with like social distancing and stuff like that. We should be pretty all right here. It's not really all that shut down. Just toilet paper and disinfectant stuff is really short supply. But, yeah. I mean, I was at the store before we started recording, and I mean, yesterday I found toilet paper in the evening at a different store, and nice. This little grocery store next to me today. They got bread, eggs, milk.
Yeah, I mean there's no short supply of stock. It's just that people are buying it more than they can refill it, right?
Correct. And I guess one thing I do want to mention, one of my best friends lives in Beijing, and he was saying that right now it's pretty much back to normal.
Oh, good.
For a week or so. So, you know, I'll keep our fingers crossed. I'm going to remain optimistic.
I'm still at the point where I went to a convenience store and I saw toilet paper, but it was no name. And I was like, not yet. Like, I'm good still. So,
all right.
One ply. Get out of here. I need my 3-ply or nothing.
You know what? I still use toilet paper to blow my nose in the morning. So, I'm clearly not that worried about it. So
I have a family of 3, so we all got to share the wealth, or else I'd be going nuts with it. I'd be making hats, ties, little swans.
Did you see? I saw somebody on Reddit. They took a photo of toilet paper rolls, and then they printed off pictures, like, you know, 8x11 sheets.
Yeah.
And then he taped them into the window, and it was how to annoy your neighbors.
Oh, nice.
So it looked like they were hoarding, like, hundreds of rolls of toilet paper. It's funny.
Did you see Simon Pegg do a callback to Shaun of the Dead?
Yes, it was awesome.
That was amazing. I like how he's like, you know, we'll go to Winchester. Actually, don't do that. They're closed. I'm like, well done, guys. Well done.
It's very funny.
Because that was my first joke I made, and it was the right one. To just stay at home and let this whole thing blow over.
Hey, you got red on you. All right. Well, this is kind of a weird podcast today. It's a video game podcast, but there's not a lot of gaming news to talk about.
Because everything stopped. Everything's frozen.
Yep. So, I mean, we could talk about... Well, you know, I guess there's one thing. I really, last week, was talking about the expandable storage with the PS5, and it looked like it was more off-the-shelf stuff, and I'm getting conflicting... I made some assumptions, I think, about the PS5 specs. But at the end of the day, it does seem like the hard drive and how they're doing the NVMe SSD is super fast. And it seems like it'll be maybe proprietary as far as what goes into the PS5.
That sounds like Sony.
But, well, Microsoft is also doing a proprietary thing, but they are supporting external normal drives as well.
Because Sony does proprietary plugs, proprietary memory cards for the Vita and all that, so...
Yes, but I had to have learned their lesson.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they would.
I really doubt that we are going to have a situation like they did with the Vita cards, where it was like 8 times more expensive for the amount of storage than... You know, on a regular SD card or micro SD card. So.
And the dumb thing about that is, like, I have a Vita, and my 8 gig, I bought an 8 gig one first, and it stopped working for whatever reason, got corrupted. You know how hard it is to find those things now? I had to go on eBay and buy like a 16 gig one for like $130. And I'm like, I need it. Like, yeah. I can't play without it. Right? Yeah. I have no choice. It could have just been an SD card, but no, had to be proprietary. That's a weird word saying slowly.
Proprietary.
Proprietary. But yeah, it's like when you talk about an animal mascot, like has human characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?
Anthropomorphic.
Ah, see, it's tough. It's fun.
It is very tough. That one's a real hard one. That's a word I stay away from.
Yeah. That's why I just say Sonic. Like Sonic. Look at him. He's anthropomorphic.
You know, animals that look like things.
Yeah.
Ether says that it's too cold to get corona. I'll die out in the summer here. And that's another thing I've heard conflicting stuff. I've heard it's going to die in the heat, and it's good in the cold, and I've heard the opposite. So
that makes no sense, because if you have a fever of 40, it supposedly should die, but it doesn't. It just gets stronger and eats you from the inside out.
I don't know, man. No one knows. That's the point.
I'm not a doctor, so all I know is I'm staying inside as much as I can.
You got to go to a Holiday Inn. We'll get our answers. So, yeah, he says, they see a lesson, but don't learn the lesson. No, just Arizona. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, as far as games and stuff this week, Kevin, there were a lot of big games that came out this month, so maybe we could go through again. We forgot to mention Half-Life Alyx, I think, as one of the upcoming games.
Was it the VR one?
Yeah, that Valve did. It's going to get...
Yeah, the one...
I'm hearing great things about it. Have you heard anything about it?
No. Did that come out this week or last week?
This week, I believe.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I have like this itch in my nose that I have to sneeze, but it's not coming out. So it looks like I'm about to say something, but I'm not.
Okay.
I'm like, so in case you're wondering, so.
All right. Well, I'm used to cutting off anyways, right? Because we're on this delay with Discord going international. They're throttling our bandwidth. Not really, but.
I gotta hope not.
But
yeah, that's the VR one where I was like, why are you doing a VR? Why not just do a part three? I've been listening to our old podcast because I don't know. I like us. And I remember us talking about that. And I still don't understand it. But I mean,
it's Half-Life. It's a Half-Life game, and they executed the shooting controls well, it seems like. I'm hearing that it's good. So that's cool.
If I had VR, I'd go for that. Why not? You can't play this without VR, right?
Correct.
That sucks.
Mind
you, it's Half-Life. I'm not a huge Half-Life fan, but
I think there's things that are inherently like impossible to do without the VR. To make it would probably just feel like a generic shooter, but there's mechanics where you're like emptying your clip and grabbing clips and loading them in.
Oh, that's cool.
Whereas if you played it without the VR, you just have buttons mapped and it would just feel like, I've played this before. So, I'm also hearing that Doom Eternal is awesome, right? I think we talked about that last week. That Twin Breaker game, Sacred Symbols, the Twin Breaker Adventure, that's on the list. That came out. I'm looking forward to talking to that. It's a cute little Vita game. So,
is that the one made by Colin something or other?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay. So that is out.
It's getting a 68 on Metacritic, so just under that fresh kind of rating. Quite frankly, he has so many people that hate him that I'm pretty impressed by a 68 from a game journalist. But I like it. It's a cute little game. And actually, I think 68 is a really fair score from what I've played.
So have you played the game?
Yeah, it came out Tuesday, so I bought it.
Oh, nice. So what's a give the gist?
It's a, I get, who cares? We don't have a show. I'll just talk about it now.
It's in what you've been playing. Okay.
Who cares, right? So it is a game where it's like Arkanoid or Alleyway. It's a brick breaker kind of a game.
Yeah.
Except you control two pads. One on the right with your right thumb and one on the left with your left thumb. So it's twin.
Oh, okay.
It's a twin breaker game.
Ah, okay.
I didn't realize it until I started playing. And it's very old school, so I didn't even realize. I was like so confused because it was just kind of on.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that there was another pad. I'm like, how do I use the other pad? I have a right hand. Does that work? And sure enough, it did. I was like, oh, this is crazy. So he's got a co-host on their PlayStation podcast, and they're the protagonist in the game. it's like 2,300 something. And like the solar system's been colonized. So he has this narrative space adventure built into a brick breaking game.
Okay.
So it's a clever, cool little twist. And his one co-host is my right hand and he's the left hand.
So you actually play as Colin?
You play as, he wrote the game. So the character is not called Colin, but it's clearly Colin. Okay. And his co-host Chris is clearly him. They're named after, he always says greetings and salutations.
Okay.
So I think one of them's called greetings and one of them's name is salutations. Like it's a dumb in joke. They have several in jokes that are in the game.
What's his co-host's name?
Chris Raygun. Chris Maldonado.
Chris Raygun.
You may have seen him on YouTube. He's a pretty big YouTuber.
Okay.
He's cool.
No, I was thinking Kid Icarus, because Kid Icarus says greetings and salutations all the time, too.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's like, he's obviously not the first person to say greetings and salutations, but it's something that he does say, so they incorporate it, which is cool.
Okay.
Ether's got some stuff here. He says, you could use a dish rag, Kevin. Just put it in the washer as soon as possible.
For my nose?
Yeah.
Who's to say I haven't? And it's in the washer right now as we speak.
Get an old t-shirt.
I am.
All right.
Every time you see me do this, that means I'm waving my nose on the shirt. like a six-year-old again.
Yeah. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. Ether also says that Doom is great. It is cathartic, so that's cool. He's also, Bleeding Edge is giving slightly better over Watch vibe. Needs some balancing in some ways, but it's pretty good. 8 out of 10. All right. Also what, giving Bleeding Edge. What is Bleeding Edge? Yeah. I'm sorry, Ether. You're going to have to give us some context there on Bleeding Edge, because I thought you meant that you had some cool Bleeding Edge technology news to drop on us. Bleeding Edge right now, Steam, maybe? There was a game. It's made by Ninja Theory. It's an online game. It's a multiplayer game. Came out June of last summer. It's a new game on Xbox. So let's look for Bleeding Edge in here. I don't see it on the Metacritic list. So we're really lazy about new game releases if it's not on that Metacritic list. Like, in the first one, we aren't... Bleeding Edge, yeah. Okay, March 24th. It came out for Xbox. Cool.
I've never heard of it.
I hadn't either.
Is it only for Xbox?
No. Windows 10, it came out on Steam in June, so it looks like it's Xbox and Windows right now.
Oh. See, when I only say Xbox, I don't even think of PC as an option. Just no PS4 or Switch.
Yeah, I know that but I...
Oh yeah, I got it.
I'm part of the BC Master Race, man. I don't forget about us.
So, quick question: going back to Twin Breaker,
yeah,
can you use either analog stick or buttons? Because I hate playing Brick Breaker games with the analog sticks. I like using the D-pad. Can you use the D-pad and like square and circle instead of the right analog? You can.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Perfect.
Yep. I had the same thought. I'm like, oh man, this right stick sucks.
Yeah.
I hope I can just use the square.
You're going left and right, right? So yeah. Unless you go up and down, no, just straight left and right.
If there is up and down, I haven't gotten there yet.
Or you haven't pressed it.
Watch out, I haven't tried. Well, you know what? I'm so bad at analog sticks, though. I normally am wonky anyway. So if I could go up, I totally accidentally would have went up.
Fair.
And it is $10. I think you were going to ask me the price.
Oh, yeah. So probably $50 in Canada. Because in Binding Isaac, I use analog and buttons. You can use either or, right? It's the same idea.
Yeah.
So I like the combination of the two. Ah. So that's good to know.
This one also is combo. You can do it on the fly. Doesn't matter which.
Perfect.
I wonder
if that's going to be one of the last Vita games. Is it only for Vita?
No, it's also on PS4. And it's cross-buy, which is nice.
Oh, he's Sony, right. He's a Sony podcast, right?
Yeah, the game is called Twin Breaker, a Sacred Symbols game or something like that. And Sacred Symbols is the name of their PlayStation podcast.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So,
it's all clicking.
Yep, it's all referential and all that kind of stuff. I've never seen a real story narrative built into a Brick Breaker game. I think that's kind of fun. And
yeah, well, it's based on a podcast too, right? So I think that's the first podcast game I've ever heard of.
This is the first one I've ever heard of. Probably the first one that's been done, but definitely the first I'm aware of at this point. Yeah.
So there'll be a game of us one day.
I doubt it, but maybe, you know, who knows?
Kevin gets sick every 6 weeks. Scott complains about Kevin being sick.
Or Scott thinks he's making a joke and comes across like an asshole. So
that happens a lot when I listen to the old podcast.
Right?
Like, why are you yelling at me? And then in the podcast, I'm, why are you yelling at me? It's mostly me. I don't catch jokes. I make a lot of stupid ones, and I don't understand the other ones.
Yeah, I always tell Kevin after we're done recording, like, I'm sorry, man. I thought you were going to push back. I didn't mean to.
I apologize for like 20 minutes after every podcast.
I'm used to Dustin, who's like, fuck off. You're wrong. You know?
Yeah, but Dustin's a man. I'm not. I'm more of like, well, okay, whatever. Let's go with this. I assume everyone knows more than me, even if I know something more than someone else. Like, if I were like, Binding of Isaac is, if you pick up this item, you get three eyes. You're like, no, you don't. I'm like, yeah, probably not.
Probably not. I might have made that up. I'm misremembering. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, no, I've had I have this beard. I'm like, you don't have a fucking beard. You're like,
oh, I guess not.
You got me. I thought about it for a second. Did I shave it? So, Twin Breaker, super fun. Obviously Ori came out. I will play Doom Eternal. Just gonna wait for a sale, I think.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you. I was texting you. Was it yesterday? I was kind of gushing about Ori.
Yes.
A day within the last couple of days or whatever.
Yeah.
I know that. I seem to remember last time we spoke about Ori, and I was like, "Oh, you should try it." It seemed like, because you just recently played the first one, that you were like, I need some time away from that genre. But then your response was, if the price is right.
Yeah.
So at this point, is it still too close to Ori where the price has to be zero? Like what is your threshold right now?
What's the price right now? Because, see, the thing is not that the price is too much, is that I won't get to it. So if I buy it now, I still have a backlog of games.
Yeah.
That I want to get to first before I get to Ori.
Yeah.
So or I can wait until I'm ready. Maybe 10 to 15 price.
Okay.
That what it's at?
Yeah. I just want to know, like, what is the price point that you do put it in the queue?
Yeah. 10 to 15.
10 to 15. Yeah. I think that, you know what? That'll probably work out great for you. I doubt that I think it'll eventually get that.
It will.
But
yeah.
I don't think it will for a while.
Because I just purchased Mario Maker 2 for $50 because on March 10, Mario Day, and I haven't played it yet.
You're not going to like it as much as the first one, but you will like it a lot.
I don't know. I don't know what to expect with it, but that's what I'm saying. So I kind of regret buying it, but it was on sale, so I bought it when it was on sale.
You're not finding it cheaper than $50 Canadian.
Exactly.
A long time. You got it at the right. It's not going lower than that.
So but I have this giant backlog of games I got to get to through before I get back on that.
You know what's great about that one, though? Mario Maker 2 has a great pickup to kill 10 minutes vibe as well.
Yeah, but I want to learn everything. I need a day to like sit and learn how to do everything before I jump back in, right?
Of course. So. Yeah, that's fair. I don't think I turned on the creation tool once, unless I accidentally clicked on it in the new one. I just played levels.
I
don't get Hearts. So you ever played Valiant Hearts?
Valiant Hearts. That sounds familiar. Is that the old timey looking one? The army thing?
But Ether says it tugs on the heartstrings. So
yeah, is that the one with the dog? Ether, shake, nod your head yes or no if it's the one with the dog. Okay, it is. I saw him nod.
Wait, you saw him nod?
No, I'm joking. It's like a point and click game, I think it is. Sort of.
Well, I was just blown away. I've got low latency turned on for the chat. I'm like, oh my God, he's already answering? That's amazing.
Oh no.
I was lying. You got the answer before I did. I'm at the control station. How's that happening?
Did we speak about Animal Crossing last time?
I think we mentioned it, that it's a big deal. We're happy for people that seem to be familiar.
It came out, and I don't know if where you're from. We have EB Games, not GameSpot or GameStop, whatever one is called, and they got in a lot of trouble because Animal Crossing came out, and instead of social distancing, and EB Games said we're an essential service,
mm-hmm.
of course, Animal Crossing came out, and there were lineups outside the store to pick up Animal Crossing. And of course, they got in trouble because they're like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. There are many options here, people. You can ship the games. I guess it's a pre-order, but you could ship it for free. You know, weird times call for weird measures. Or anything else. Just don't have people at the fucking store for Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
So, and what upset me was the people like in comments saying, oh, these losers, these nerds waiting in line to play Animal Crossing. I'm a motherfucker. The people are lining up for the beer store we have LCBO, which we sell wine and liquor, and we have a beer store because we don't sell in convenience stores. So we have specific spots to buy booze, and there are lineups at these specific spots to buy booze, and no one's saying shit about those people. I'm like, that's not fucking fair. You're calling out one people for one hobby, and you're not calling out another one for their hobby?
Well, drinking is not much of a hobby, but you're correct in principle.
Yeah, like one person, they both buying stuff that they enjoy. There's no difference here. Bastards. Yep. Anyway, so Animal Crossing came out. Doom 64 also came out for the Switch, which is the first, I think, 64 game on the Switch.
I believe so.
I think you get it as a pre-order bonus if you get
That's my understanding. It was a pre-order bonus with Doom.
Yeah. Final. So that's the first N64 game. So open the doors, yo.
Don't get your hopes up.
Really? You don't think like Super Mario 64 or anything's going to be on it? No, I think so. After the N64 Mini comes out, then you're going to be able to get those games.
I'm just saying, don't get your hopes up. If it comes, it comes, but
you want conflict? I'm getting my hopes up. Okay. What? Dustin, this one's for you, Dustin.
Fine. Sorry. I'm sorry.
There we go.
I'll be you.
So, is that what it feels like? Oh, God, what a coward.
Yeah, I mean, it's I forget what we were talking about. I guess
Doom 64 coming out.
Yep. That's cool.
You're all like, no, fuck you. It's not coming out for N64 games. Fuck your hope. Fuck your dreams. Fuck everything. Okay, man. I get it.
I mean, all right. Get your hopes up. All right. Then we can.
That's the spirit.
Get your hopes up.
Because the higher the hopes, the more it hurts.
Yes. Yes. Let's go for pain, Kevin. Let's get you disappointed. Yeah. So
that's it, I think, for new releases.
Cool. Cool. Well, you've got a few things in news here. The first one is that Konami is denying the Silent Hill rumors.
Yeah, I brought up either last week or last show that there were rumors about Sony buying Konami and Silent Hill and all these Kojima, IPs. And we're like, let's not talk about it because it's a rumor.
Yeah.
Konami finally came out and denied. Yes, that is in fact a rumor. And don't expect anything anytime soon. So, but... This is what I don't understand about these companies. We don't like you. You have one thing we do like about you, and you're not doing it. I don't understand. What are you doing?
You know what? If I was Konami and I had people fucking crying at me every day, I'd be like, no. I mean, Castlevania's mine. Sorry.
But what else you got? Oh, I was talking about Silent Hill. You're talking about Castlevania.
No, just in general, like being spiteful. Like, I'm not going to do you any favors. Screw you. I'm going to get an insurance on Pachinko.
Yeah, that's all they're focusing on, which sucks because I need a new Silent Hill. I need one. Or just fucking port the HD ones. I don't care. I'll buy it.
Yeah. And I do agree with you. I'm being facetious by...
They can even put the original Silent Hill, the PS1 version, put it on PS4, say it's an HD remaster, and obviously it isn't, and I'll still buy it. And you can even say there's trophy support and not have it, and I'll still be happy. I'll be like, sure. Oh, I didn't get anything. That's okay. I have the game again.
So, well, we'll move on then because it's not true. We're getting you worked up over nothing. Get those hopes high, though.
Yeah. We have a lot of interesting stories this week.
There are free games available on GOG.com that'll help you relax with your
time. It's called the stay-at-home package.
So let's take – I have not dug through this at all, so
– I got all of them. But I haven't played any of them.
Oh, they're all free. Then I'll look for something that I've heard. My friend's kid plays a lot of Hello Neighbor. There's a little.
Yeah, that's one of them. With the cover art of that thing makes me feel uncomfortable, so I don't like that game. But I've heard good things about it. It's like a hide and seek game, I think. Or
yeah, yeah,
right.
Okay. Yes, 100%. I've not. That's kind of the. There's Gwent in here.
Gwent, the Witcher card game.
Yeah.
beneath. Postal, the classic Postal game, which is pretty rad.
Okay.
Because it's the first Postal game, so expecting a little like crap, there's a lot of pee-pee humor in it.
Ultima 4, Ultima Worlds.
Ultima Worlds, yep.
Yeah, go get them. That's cool. And there's also...
It's 27 games, so for free.
And DRM free. Their spring sale starts... It looks like the... I don't know. I can't tell. There's a number 16, an arrow, and a 30, and a period, and then a 03. So I don't know.
But all I'm saying is that there's 27 free games that you guys can get right now. Good old game. It's called a stay-at-home package. Just stay at home. This is what gamers companies should be doing right now. Put on crazy-ass sales. Call it the stay-at-home package. Boom.
You know what Disney did? They were fucking dirty. They, instead of putting a cool thing, would have been if they would have put Rise of Skywalker on Disney Plus. Like, uh-huh. Oh my God, everyone's stuck in with coronavirus. Let's put it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Instead, they just let you buy it for $20 digitally a few weeks earlier than normal.
Ew.
So they just cashed in. Yeah. Will that let me know that to go and borrow it off the internet somewhere?
Well, they did release Frozen 2 earlier than it should have been, so I thank them for that. I've seen it about 20 times.
And that's fine. That's different. That, to me, a new movie, that's a different scenario than the streaming secondary market of the streaming
videos. No, I get what you're saying. They know what they're doing.
They tried to act like, oh, look how nice we are. We're going to let you buy it earlier. But all they did was know that people would... mass buy it and impulse buy it. So
yeah.
Ether says that Gwent is a copy of Hearthstone. I played it very, very, very briefly in The Witcher because I had to for a little bit and then just got off it. I'm not gonna learn a new card game. It's
no, I can't. I couldn't. No, I heard you talk again. I was listening to our old podcast and I heard you talking about Shovel Knight. King of Cards, and you're all pissed off at that card game and said the exact same lines. I'm not gonna learn a new card game. No, forget it.
I guess I guess I'm consistent, right?
You are.
And then lastly, this is big news for all you people stuck at home. You need to get healthy. P90X is back and it's free
on archive.org.
That's
awesome. Now I'm sort of joking and sort of not, but I actually did P90X exactly 10 years ago. I did the whole 3-month workout and I had to, download them off Mega Upload, that website.
Yeah.
And I was only allowed one download a day. So I had to download like each episode per day, which took like 14 weeks. That was the beginning of P90X. I had to print the schedule and calendar off another website. And I have this like weird ass DVD box set with P90X written in marker on it. And I lost my ab workout, so I can't do it anymore. But I actually did do the P90X workout. And I mean, I wasn't fucking six pack McGee over here, but I wasn't fatty, fat, fat, fat for a while. I was able to do push ups and like clap my hands and do like another push up. I did resistance. I had bought like a little thing. I don't have like a workout system, so I put like the belt in. A door, and I close the door and I pull on it to resist.
Oh,
and
then, yeah, that's clever.
And it broke, and I bought it from Walmart and sprung me in the head. It was great. I did it with my brother and my buddy Kyle. We did yoga, which is the best part of P90X, and we all ummed to each other and laughed like little girls because it's funny to do that. We're like, and then we also curled at the end. It's called corpse, where we just lie on our sides and we're all spooning on the floor and laughing to ourselves because it's silly.
Okay.
But it was a great workout and I 100% recommend it. The only reason why I stopped was because imagine watching the same show for 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And you kind of get bored of watching it, right?
Yeah.
So that is what's happening. Oh, I have a little visitor here.
Uh-oh. You're supposed to be in bed.
What are you doing awake?
While Kevin's being a dad, Ether says if Disney put Rise of Skywalker on Disney Plus, they would lose the immediate income, but would earn some goodwill that they could leverage later. Or alternatively, they would attract non-Disney Plus customers to their apparent generosity, increasing their future subscriber rate. Also, Kevin, watch the Castlevania animated series. Oh, you did, didn't you?
I watched all of it. Yeah,
I've not seen three, so we can't talk about it yet.
Okay.
So either
I'm I loved it.
I'm the one holding it. I've heard it's awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. It's the best game based show. Well, I haven't watched The Witcher, to be fair.
I'm going to be shocked if right now I haven't seen season three of Castlevania, and I like Castlevania more than The Witcher.
So okay, that's fair. Well, the Castlevania
is going to be with you. Huh?
And the humor. I like the humor in Castlevania, the dry.
Yes.
And I like the style, and I don't know. I like it.
I like it. I think it's excellent. Yeah. Like, they give really good, dark, real emotion to it. And then there is nice bits of levity. Like, it's really well done. I love the action, the animation and the action scenes. Like, the fights are phenomenal. I like the creature designs are really good. It's well acted.
And I'm not into the Castlevania lore, and I understand what's going on.
Me too. Like, I didn't know about Sypha and really understand that until...
Well, Isaac is from the DS games.
Okay.
And I didn't know that. And same thing with Symphony of the Night. Do you know who you play in Symphony of the Night as?
Alucard. I knew that.
Alucard.
Yeah, that I knew.
I play the game not thinking, oh, it's the same Alucard from the show.
Sure. Trevor is in Castlevania 3 for Nintendo, and that's where Sypha's from.
Yeah, that I know.
Well, and actually Alucard's from that too, because you turn into Alucard, he joins your party. I mean, that's what the series is based on, is 3.
Yeah, it is.
Ether says it's better than The Witcher by leaps and bounds. The Witcher was a slow burn, but by the end, I really was into it. Like I said, I really, really loved Yennefer's performance. It just felt a lot like the game. Like, I don't understand what's going on. They're using lots of words I don't understand, and slowly it makes sense.
Yeah.
Either also says a good way to increase your opinion of any game or any game show movie is to compare it to Dragon Ball Evolution. Is that the live action Dragon Ball movie?
Yeah, it is.
I only know of it because of the terribleness of it. So.
Well, I think Silent Hill is the best video game movie. I don't know if that's speaking out of my ass, but I think they did a great job with that.
I really liked the Tomb Raider from 20. Of the Alicia Vikander.
Oh, fair. I haven't watched that one
in a couple of years. And I haven't seen Silent Hill. I don't know which one I would like more.
Okay.
I just, the thing I really liked about that Tomb Raider movie was they really stuck to that game, man. They really made it a video game ass movie. It was cool. So,
and that's kind of what Silent Hill did as well, in a way.
It's neat. Like, the fact that they pulled that out. So,
like, the monsters in the Silent Hill movie are dancers. Like, they got dancers in costumes so they could move weird, right?
And those are always some of my favorite cosplayers that I've seen at conventions. You know, 10 years or more after that game came out, you still see them around.
Yeah, doing it's great.
It's really, really cool and good.
Yeah.
Resident Evil movies, question mark? You got any opinions about the Resident Evil movies?
First one was good because I was 12 whenever that came out. The first one's good. It was also filmed in Toronto, which I kind of have to like. Well, so was Silent Hill. So,
but you like that?
Yeah, I like the first one because it had the at the end they kind of mentioned a Nemesis program, and you're like, oh my god, Nemesis is coming! And then they incorporated stuff from the movie in the games, like that room with the lasers that come towards them. I liked it. I mean, it's not Resident Evil. Like, the characters' names are the same, but other than that, it's not at all based on the game. It has zombies. I don't like it. Now that I think about it.
You know, I really want to someday get through a Resident Evil movie and someday get through one or two of the Final Fantasy movies.
Don't bother with Spirits Within with Final Fantasy. Don't even bother. I remember thinking when that movie came out that we were all gonna like press a button to like attack or draw or item for Final Fantasy. I didn't know how they were gonna make a movie off the game, so I thought it was gonna be like all of us select an option for the game to do or the movie, and it didn't, obviously. So it has nothing to do with Final Fantasy. They could have called that movie Space Star 7 and it would have been the same thing.
It just did something about so bad it's good, and it's in the video game, like it's fun to make fun of.
It's not a bad movie. It's just not a Final Fantasy movie.
Sure. I know nothing about
it. It's a decent CGI movie.
It'd be the first thing that I saw the credits of related to Final Fantasy. Someday I gotta play a Final Fantasy game. Someday.
The best part of the Resident Evil movie was the Marilyn Manson song. Oh, so good.
Which one was it? Like Beautiful People or...
No. His own song he made for the movie.
Oh, really? I'd have to look that up.
I'm sure you've heard it before. You probably heard it before, but not knowing it was made for Resident Evil.
Probably.
It's very like eerie sounding. Remember like the Corpse Party song I let you hear or I sent to you last week?
Yeah.
How rocking it was, and it has like a piano cue at the beginning and then it gets all rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's what this song is for Resident Evil movie. Yeah.
Cool. All right, man.
So, long story short, P90X is free. I recommend it. I'm not joking. It's a great exercise program, especially now that it's free.
And you can't get Ring Fit Adventure or whatever, so go to archive.org and work out that way until you can find
it. And that's what I was saying. I stopped because I kept watching it, because you watch the same thing every week, and eventually you get tired of watching the same show for 3 months, so that's why I stopped.
Makes sense. So, all right, man. Well, let's talk about what you've been playing.
Yeah. So the first thing I'm going to go with is I finally beat Final Fantasy VIII Remastered for PS4. This fucking game made me stop playing any other fucking games. And I was on my PS4, and I have a beautiful Switch that I just bought, and I want to play it, but I can't because I got to play Final Fantasy VIII first because that's part of my backlog. I go through my log like whenever I can.
I know.
So I finished it, and I was trying to get all the trophies because I played the game a bajillion times. And I missed one. And it's a trophy that I missed because I didn't know, A, it was a trophy because it was a hidden trophy. So I didn't know what I was looking for. And it's missable. So I can't go back and get it unless I
start and
play it again.
They're not really hidden trophies. Did you know that?
What do you mean?
If you go to the trophy list
and
you press like square or X, it reveals it.
Balls. Really?
The only reason I know this is because... they were talking about it on Sacred Symbols, and there were people that, like, nobody knew about it. There was an article on Kotaku or something, and they were like, how the fuck didn't you know that this was a thing? And then they got blasted with tons of messages that were like, no, dude, lots of us didn't know that you press square and it reveals what it is.
Oh, fuck me, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I would go to, like, Trophy Hunters or whatever the website's called and be like, which one... But I missed it.
You know what? Try it. I've not verified this for myself. So okay. I'm taking a memory that I heard someone else discuss, and I'm assuming that they were correct. So
once I missed this trophy, which is collect all the Timber Maniacs magazine. I mean, I know this means nothing to you, but you got to collect magazines in the game. I didn't know it was a trophy because it's just a stupid trophy. I made it to level 99. I didn't get shit for that, but I got to find this stupid magazine that you don't even read. It just says red. Anyway, so I missed it. And at that point, I was like, fuck it. I don't care. So
doesn't that cause you to miss two technically? Because it prevents your platinum.
Yes, exactly. So I didn't get like and got final whatever. So in the remaster, you can triple the speed, which is good. You can stop random encounters, which is also good. And if you press both sticks at the same time, you are overpowered. You're always at 999, and you're always at limit breaks, which is your special super attack. So towards like the end of the game, I was like, fuck it, I don't care. Like, I already lost my trophy the whole point. I played this game 20 bajillion times.
Yeah.
And the last part of the game is bullshit. So you got to fight a boss without anything, just attack. And you can't junction magic, so you're not strong. So I was like, fuck it. I don't need this.
Yeah.
I've done this already. I did this literally last year on my Vita. So I've been just cheesing the bosses. I beat the game. And playing it with the cheese, I'm like, how the fuck was I supposed to do this again without the cheese? Like, he's killing me one shot.
Yeah.
Like, up to like 35 hours, it was all playing legit. The last 2 hours was all cheese, so I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, that's fine. You've played it before. I get it. You got to get to the end.
Multiple times. So I made it to the end, and I still love the ending of the game. I just realized, playing it for the first time, that one of the characters named Laguna is Squall's dad. So the main character, you know, the guy with the scar on Final Fantasy. Anyways, doesn't matter. I just put the two and two together. They make it quite obvious in like the end credits that that's his dad, but they never outright say it in the game.
Okay.
They'll like drop like, oh, you're nothing like your dad, but you never put the two and two together. And yesterday I was watching the end credits, almost crying because Eyes on Me is a beautiful song. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is that his dad? And I went on Google and typed in, is Laguna, as Twitter would say, is Latina Squall's dad, because it auto-corrected Laguna. And it's like, yes. I'm like, holy fuck. I've had this game for 20 years, and not once did I make that click. Hey. Now that ending is even more beautiful.
Yeah, it's fun when stuff comes together like that.
I'm so stupid. It's clear that they do it. Like, they might as well have a sign with his picture pointing at it saying, I'm his dad. And I still would have been like, what are you trying to tell me? So I finally beat it. And this stupid game has stopped me from playing any other game, which is why I haven't played Mario Maker or anything else on the Switch. That's done. I'm giving my PS4 a little rest. I'm going to go back on the Switch now and play some fucking Switch games. I have all these indie games I've been playing and buying because they've been on sale for like a cent. I'm like, okay, there's a game called Bird Night. It's a cent.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, well, I mean, worst comes to worst, the game's not good. I got a free coin out of it, so it's technically free. And the other game I played on the PS4 was the Resident Evil 3 Nemesis Remake demo. Now again, oh, it's actually kind of cute because Final Fantasy VIII is probably the least favorite Final Fantasy of all the games, and Resident Evil 3 is the least favorite Resident Evil Final, besides 6. Okay.
So I played the demo. You knew I was going to fucking say it too.
Yeah.
I was correct you on that.
So I played the demo, and it wasn't stupidly timed like Resident Evil 2 demo was. Do you remember that? They had like a 10-minute limit, and you're like, well, what's the point?
No, because I didn't play it, but the complaints about it, I remember.
Yeah, it was so dumb. Like, what?
I thought it was 30 minutes, right?
Was it 30? Yeah, it was something 30. Stupid. Where I'm like, what's the point of this? And then, yeah. The demo for Resident Evil 3 is great. It's Resident Evil 3... Jill looks great as well. She looks awesome. Like, not like, oh, but yeah, but I mean,
like, impressive, like, just fucking looks great, right?
Literally, she looks great. Like, she looks like an actual character, although she always has, but she was always, like, pixelated. But just seeing her, I don't know, it's kind of like when you saw the new Tomb Raider, you're like, wow, she looks good.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like, she wasn't like the old Lara Croft and the old Tomb Raider. You're like, she looks great. Like, yeah, she's pretty, but she looks good. Like, yeah. The actual. Yeah, that's how I felt with Jill.
It could be a man. It was just a well-made, like, the design is excellent. It's just...
Yeah, it's great. Good. You took what existed and made it better somehow. It looks great. There's cute little posters on the subway, which I put on Twitter with it has the Resident Evil 3, like, as a movie. And it's saying, like, coming April 20. Then there's the Wily Wars. And it has, like, a realistic version of Dr. Wily from Mega Man. And I'm like, that's cute. And I'm like, did anyone else see this? Of course they did. It's interesting. They saw this Easter egg. It's great. It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty short. What I've seen so far, it plays like Resident Evil or Resident Evil 2 remake.
Yeah, it has all the things. Pretty sure it's the same engine. So
it would be surprising if
it wasn't.
But they took like the gunpowder mixtures that Resident Evil 3 introduced. I don't think it's in part 2, but I could be wrong. Where you can combine two gunpowders, make more handgun bullets, combine gunpowder B with C and make shotgun bullets. Like it's cool that they have that in the demo. And another thing that they also had was the Nemesis, or Nemesis. There's more than one. And I liked him. He wasn't scary at all, like I expected him not to be. Mr. X is more terrifying because Mr. X is a terrifying-looking thing, right, from Resident Evil 2. He has, like, the hat and just his
black shoulders and, yeah.
Yeah, he's just a big, scary-looking dude. Like, he feels heavy. Nemesis is a big-looking dude, too, but he talks and... He's Nemesis. We go way back. Okay. He doesn't scare me like he used to. But he shows up at the end, spoiler for demo, and he does the stars. And I was like, well, this is easy. I'm going to go the opposite way of where you're going. And when you jump over me, I'm going to go the opposite way of where you're going again. Oh, you're going to attack me? Now when I'm going the ladder, bitch. Animation. You can't attack me when I'm going down the ladder. Like little things like that I've learned over playing games. It was good though. I'm looking for the full release.
Cool.
I may not buy it when it comes out right away because I don't know. I don't have too many things to play. But it is one of those games that I absolutely will buy.
Cool. Was Shadow of the Colossus remake on your list? Is it in your backlog?
No, I already played that last year or 2 years ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I asked because Ether asked in the chat.
Oh yeah, no, I already played it. Cool. I know they just came out with it on PS Plus. Maybe that's why he's asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should get back to that.
I need to try it sometime. That was one of when we very first started. We got an email from Carl Williams, and he had asked about Shadow of Colossus. And it was stated so matter-of-factly, like, you obviously know what Shadow of the Colossus is. And, like, the tone was like, you know what Mario is.
Yeah.
I had no fucking idea. I'd never heard of Shadow of the Colossus. I was so out of...
modern gaming, I guess?
Like, yeah, like real hard. And I've talked about it before. I didn't play very many video games at the end of high school or in college. Now, there were a couple things I got real into video game wise in college. Dorm Halo, but I didn't have the Xbox. The kids across the hall did, and I played with them.
Yeah.
And like we played a lot of ice hockey on the NES on my Dreamcast emulator. And we played a lot of Tiger Woods. And one year we played a lot of Soul Calibur 2.
Yeah.
But I was not, I had no idea what games were coming out. I didn't own a PS2. Didn't even consider getting a 360 when it came out. So I never heard a Shadow of the Colossus. And now it's
It's like Ether right now with Bleeding Edge. Hey guys, Bleeding Edge, 8 out of 10. What the fuck is that?
Sure. But this felt like he was talking about Halo.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Well, back then, it kind of felt okay. I was still embarrassed, but it kind of felt appropriate because Tony knew what was going on. And the whole point of our show was to have someone that was into modern gaming and someone that was into retro gaming. Whatever. It was a good idea 10 years ago when this started.
10 years ago.
Hey.
It still is a good idea.
2 months in middle of May, man, we hit 10 years of Classic Elite, which is crazy.
Impressive. Very impressive.
Ether says Dragon's Dogma, 9 out of 10. Azura's Wrath, 8.7 out of 10. I've heard Azura's Wrath's awesome. It's a giant-ass quick time events, basically, but like really cool, big, giant thing.
Isn't Dragon's Dogma like RTS sort of game? Or like chess or something like that?
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
Definitely a name I've heard of, but too many games, man. Too many games.
I have one more thing. Yep. Yeah, one more thing. It's not a game, it's a movie. With this whole coronavirus thing happening, I asked my wife, hey, why watch a movie Contagion? Because it's number one on Netflix Canada. It's like the number one movie everyone's watching. I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? It's too real, man. Too real. There's panic buying. First thing people go for is sanitizer and toilet paper. And the virus comes from a bat. So you're like, that's a little too close to home. There's about people walking around with masks and saying self-isolate. And the guy even says at one point, everyone should practice social distancing. Which I thought was a word created this year. This movie's from 2011. So when I heard that, I'm like, this is too fucking weird. This whole thing is weird.
Bill Gates did a TED Talk in 2015. Like, we're fucked in the next pandemic. We're totally unprepared.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He called the shot 5 years ago.
Well, it's like what people say with Lysol having coronavirus on the can. Coronavirus is a strain of virus. That's why it's called Noval or whatever it's called, right?
I thought it was a novel virus because it was new to humans. So is that what it is? I thought it was novel because it's a new virus.
It's a new virus, yeah.
That we don't have any exposure to. So it's novel. You know, like when someone's like, oh, that's novel and it's...
But the term coronavirus exists. It's a family.
Correct. Like,
right?
If it wasn't SARS, it was another one that's also a coronavirus.
Correct.
COVID-19 is a specific coronavirus.
Correct. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. On Lysol cans, it says coronavirus, and people are like, you know, they always had the cure. Yeah, that's a joke. I don't know. People are licking shit now, so I don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah. So the movie Contagion, too fucking real. It's obviously a lot more pandemic-y because if you get the virus, chances are 100% you're gonna die.
Yeah.
Where with us, it's 80%, so you know, okay, it's not whatever. So bad.
But we, I gotta ask you this as well. I caught myself doing this, and then I forget what podcast I was listening to, but someone else had mentioned this. I'm like, yes, exactly. Are you watching, if you watch a TV show right now, does it break reality for you because there's too many people gathered, or they're touching stuff or not doing social? Well, like, does it break the TV show for you?
Yeah, we're watching. I just brought this up, but I think we're watching The Office, and they're all like in the conference room, and I'm like, you couldn't do it now, like something stupid like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean, and it's affected my ability to totally immerse in a TV show right now because it's it feels like it's the same kind of sensation you have when you're like, well, why wouldn't you just use your cell phone?
Yeah,
it's a kind of like that's just not going to work. That doesn't. It's fake land now. It's just weird. Yeah. So, yeah, we It is what it is. So, Contagion, watch it if you want to scare yourself. That should be fun.
I've told everyone, I'm like, you have to watch it. It's too realistic to what's going on now. And the movie's made for 2011. It's so freaky how, like, on the nose it is with, like, people panicking.
It's almost 10 years ago, man. And that sucks. 2011 feels like a couple years ago. Like,
I know.
Like, very
what did recent. I say? 2 years ago?
Yeah. And it's like a decade.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. So anyways, all right, man. Well, yeah, let's keep moving along. I just want to talk a little bit more about Ori and the Will of the Wisps. I already talked about Twin Breaker. I do want to mention Twin Breaker. Colin is a real stickler about trophies, and he complains about them a lot. Like, yeah. Good, well-done trophies and terrible trophies. You can get a platinum in Twin Breaker in 6 or 7 hours. Like, very he good. Made it... It's reasonable.
Okay.
It's a $10 game. It's reasonable to expect 6 to 7 hours to get a platinum trophy. So, you know, some platinum trophies, you need like hundreds of hours, or you need like all this bullshit in multiplayer.
Yeah.
He tried to respect the players. Like, some people are obsessed with getting platinum trophies. So he's respectful of that in his first time trying to make a trophy list.
I wonder if he felt making this game. Like, whenever I see someone, because like, does he work for PlayStation, or is he just a PlayStation podcast fan?
He's just independent. He just happens to have a giant Patreon audience that pays him a lot of money.
So, like, if a game of us ever came out for, like, the Sega Genesis, because we both love Sega Genesis, I'd be like, oh, right?
Yeah.
I can only imagine the angry video game nerd having his angry video game nerd game on a Nintendo console. Must have blown his mind.
Yes,
when it happened, right? Yeah. Like, I can only imagine how good that feels to be like, holy fuck, I'm actually in a video game now.
It's fun to hear him talk about. He's very candid about that.
Oh, is he? Yeah, I'll check out that podcast. I'm isolating, so what else am I gonna do?
I would really love for you to check out that podcast. I really think you'd like it a lot. So, but I do want to talk about Ori and the Will of the Wisps. It is so different than the first game.
Also,
it is more side questy. Like, you don't get to they don't have like dungeons kind of the way that it felt like the first one did, where like you would go, when you had the tree escape in the first game. Like, they don't have sequences kind of like that. And I am...
Because everything grooved in together in the first game. It all melted in together. You're leaving an area, and then you got lava area. But it was so transitioned.
Yes. And this one is... It feels more like what you're doing in one area does affect the whole world more. So you're doing side quests to try to bring this new area kind of back to life. And it's a lot of hunting in a maze for stuff.
Okay.
Versus
hunting what, sir?
Going through a big maze.
Oh, maze. I just said hunting MMAs.
Oh, no. Like, hunting wrestlers? Through a maze. Yeah.
Riders? Okay, got it.
Versus being a little bit more linear or whatever. I'm definitely lost a lot on where I need to go.
Okay.
So,
is there like waypoints or anything to guide you or no?
Yes. So it's one of those things, and I don't really like this in games, but lots of people do. It's like, well, okay, I pull up the map. Where's an edge that I haven't been to? Or like, I'm absolutely lost. Okay, I'll just randomly pick one of these things on the map, and I'll just try to complete that.
That's what I was with Axiom Verge.
And so
I was like, I don't know what to do with this.
But yeah, Axiom Verge, I definitely had part of this clunkiness as well. Or at least to me, it feels clunky. A lot of people adore this style. You know, hunting and seeking and uncovering all the map and collectibles and all that. It's just not the game structure that I prefer, but I think it's awesome that they didn't just remake Ori, that they really reconsidered a lot of principles from the first game. You know, they're
like a different topping on the same pizza, right? Like, it's the same style, but it's...
That's a really good way to put it, man. That's a really good way to put it.
Thanks, write that down.
So, I adore it. I really, really like it. I can't wait to finish it. But I'll be surprised if when the credits roll that I like it more than the first one. It's meeting my expectations. I have gotten the lump in my throat because Ori's really good at that. The music is better. The visuals are better. The character designs are better.
The other one felt like a Flash game, sort of.
To a degree, yeah. This feels way more detailed, like more depth, less Flash. I know what you mean by the Flash thing, and that's not... Meat Boy has the same kind of a feel.
Yeah, like it's not obviously, but it's the same. Like, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. And it's just, it's awesome. You know, part of it also, dude, the performance is really starting to get to me. Like,
bad or good?
Bad.
Like, okay, you, I remember you talking about the stuttering, right?
It's stuttering and freezing. Now it's fucking up my gameplay. It wasn't before, but it's really starting to affect it. To the point where, like, I'm on, well, that's the thing is, like, I'm researching. Like, I got to the point where I was like, I got to research the performance on the PC. Like, am I just going to buy this and just quit, like, on the console and just start it on PC? They've got patches that are coming, so I'm just going to try to. It's a real bummer, man.
It is, yeah.
Say. Because I don't want to stop playing it to wait for this patch.
Yeah,
because this is the kind of game where the way this, and I talked about it last week, I really like how they redid the skill tree a lot. And there's a little bit of currencies kind of going on with different stuff that you explore. It's just, it's neat. There's a different upgrade system to your abilities that I like. You can change abilities on the fly. You're not locked into one style of gameplay the way you are in the first game. But the Xbox One S performance is just... It's not laggy. It just freezes, man. It just stops. And it's getting worse as I play.
Yeah. What do you do at that point? Reset it or?
That's what one of the things I recommended was. One of the patches that are addressing is stuttering after long play sessions. But I'm,
that's a terrible patch or that's a terrible problem.
A terrible problem. And
yeah, because what if you don't save ever?
Later, Ether. Good to see you, bud.
Good night.
Stay frosty. And It's a bummer, you know? They're obviously aware of it, and it's a common thing. It's not an unlucky break for me. It also doesn't, internal and external drives is having the same problem. So
it's the game itself then.
There's some optimization issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a bummer. That sucks.
So, oh well, right? I still love.
We're all gonna die anyways. So
yeah, we're all fucked anyways. So, but I do. Despite me not liking the level structure as much or the world structure as much as the first game, and these performance issues, I mean, it's awesome. I'm saying some negative things about it. If it wasn't on Game Pass, I would buy it. I would have bought it day one, and I would not be having buyer's remorse.
What's the price range of it?
I don't know.
All right, then.
I'll just look it up. I think $30.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. So probably like 40 Canadian.
Yeah. Let's go to Steam. 30 US in Steam.
Yeah, so 40 Canadian.
Yep, so. Yeah, I mean, it's just, if you liked the first game, please play it. It's really great. It's just not perfect. And the things that are
rough, it could be.
If I wouldn't have this performance thing,
I'd
probably be giddy. Because there's so many things that I'm enjoying doing that I normally don't. I'd love the new fast travel that they have. And it's one of those fast travels where I thought I had to go from one waypoint to another. And it's not. You can always warp to any other waypoints as long as you're standing on something.
Oh, okay.
So it's really awesome to get around the world, and it's like, there are times where I'll say, ooh, I'm going to go try to get what's there, and then I'll get there and realize, oh yeah, I've already tried to do this, and this is why I can't get there. But you're all the way in the other corner of the map. It's not a big deal, which is really, really nice.
After you complete this game, telling you, Hollow Knight.
I know. And this game, I'm constantly hearing Ori borrowed a lot from Hollow Knight. The new Ori borrowed a lot from Hollow Knight. So I'm very interested to play it.
I'm excited because I bought it again on the Switch. I'm excited to play it again, but I don't want to because I have so many new games I haven't played yet. But just the thought of Hollow Knight, playing it again, I'm like, oh, it's so nice. Like, it's such a great fucking game.
That's how I felt about Ori.
And I had, the only reason why I stopped Hollow Knight was because I wanted to end it so I can play something else because I was putting too much time into it. Just like I do with Binding of Isaac. So I'm like, this game has an end.
Play Final Fantasy 8 again.
I had to play Final Fantasy 8. I bought it. It was trophies.
So yeah, I think that's going to be it as far as what I've been playing. So before we jump off, our good buddy Domez sent us an email, and this is pretty much for Kevin, but this is also a stay-at-home bundle, and it's from Nicholas, right? Is that how it is? Nicholas? I don't know how
Nicholas,
to say it.
Yeah. Apparently the guys behind that company is an asshole, from what I read. You can look it up. I don't know. I like the games. What's the bundle?
Binding of Isaac. The end is, I think it's The End Is Nigh. He's got Knight in here. Like Meat Boy, sort of. I think The End Is Nigh is.
Yep. Yeah, it absolutely is.
The End Is Nigh, made by the same guy as Super Meat Boy, I think.
Yep.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what it is. You're black. It's like a little black guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Super Meat Boy.
Yeah.
It's like his new version.
It's not Tommy Renfrey's, correct?
It's Edmund.
Edmund, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right, he says, check it all out, what's on there, Kevin. And by the way, the stay-at-home bundle is $20 on Steam from Nicholas. It's not like the free GOG stay-at-home bundle. But
what games are on there? I'm guessing Cave Story is on there, and
he just mentioned those.
I'm intrigued.
Nicholas Bundle Steam. I don't know. You're going to have to look it up. It didn't come up with a bundle right away. There's a publisher thing. But to give you an idea, I'm not saying this is in the bundle, but here's some of the stuff that they've done. Binding of Isaac, the Stay Inside bundle. Here it is, dude. I found it.
Okay. Throw it in the show notes, too, unless it's expired by the time this comes out.
That's what I'm trying to check. No, it's gone right now. And because you're doing the show, it'll be out maybe tomorrow. So,
yeah.
But in this bundle, you get the Binding of Isaac, Wrath of the, you get all the Rebirth, Afterbirth, Afterbirth Plus, Wrath of the Lamb, get all the DLC stuff. You also get the Legend of Bum Bow. You get the end.
Dude, really?
You get the
that's like the newest game. Legend of Bum Bow. I've been wanting that game for Steam forever, but I couldn't get myself to spend $20 on a PC game.
The Basement Collection, which definitely
That's like one of his first games.
Yep. I was gonna say that's definitely a McMillan thing based on the artwork.
I keep jumping in. I'm just excited now.
Got a few more to get through, and then you can talk. No, I'm kidding. Closure, Bomber Knots, Fingered, Crystal Crisis, and Blade Strangers. All of this retail is $113, and it's 85% off for $19.96 US. Now, he's Canadian and sent this to me, so maybe it's $20 Canadian too. I don't know.
I would say so. Yeah. That bundle alone is worth it for Bumbo. Legend of Bumbo, because I wanted that game so fucking badly. It's a prequel to Binding of Isaac.
It's got very positive reviews, and it is $15 normally, and this whole bundle is available for just $5 more, so that's pretty awesome.
Shit, that's awesome. Thanks. Who said that?
Dumbass, man. You're
new. Thank you, Dumbass. You know my gaming taste. You pay attention.
He does, man. That's what I love about him. Plus you have that in common. He's also a Binding of Isaac fanatic. You, Dumbass, and Biff McSkylark are the three dudes I know that are just like, no, that's just straight up my jam.
Probably from the mouth.
Yeah, seriously. That's cool though. I like when people like stuff. Unless it's Ohio State football. I don't like those bastards. Not kidding.
Yeah, fuck them.
And as far as, the episode last week, let's see here. Okay, we did get some stuff from Demez as well. Mr. Robot is so great. The finale was awesome too. Ooh, and he says Star Wars 9 was great fun. So,
there you go.
He says, hey again, I got to come on and update and correct some of Scott's tech info a little bit because that's what I do. And that is what he does. Not exactly wrong, but somehow Scott said NVMe drives are like a stick of gum. True for sure, but but just more info to be complete. The stick of gum is the form factor. It's not just for NVMe. It is a physical form factor called M.2. Not all M.2 drives are NVMe, but NVMe type are the fastest and the best. This also means that some M.2 drives might not work with the PS5, even if they fit the slot. It remains to be seen, but they might require a drive to be an NVMe type, which I'm guessing is most likely to be the case. It is a similar situation with USB Type-C. The Type-C is just the physical spec, and the UI can have different protocols using the USB-C form factor, like USB 3, 3.1, and 3.2, Thunderbolt, etc. Yes. Thank you for the clarification, Damez. I was too lazy to do that, so I went, look, it's the one that looks like a stick of gum.
There you go.
So thank you for
the clarification. I understood it.
Right? It helped you. So now, if you listen 2 weeks in a row, you get the deep dive. So keep listening to the show, and eventually you get the right information. He says, I don't know if I can be e-friends with Kevin anymore. If you're going to say supposedly, there is no letter
D. Supposedly?
Apparently. Captain Corrector's work is done. Hey, he only scorched us on two. That's pretty good. We did well.
Supposedly? If I do say that, it's probably a joke. I don't remember even saying that because that's not funny. But then again, that sounds like something I would...
Could have been a mumble.
Supposedly.
Just a mumble.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like it rolls off my tongue. Something stupid I would say.
We need a timestamp, Dumez.
Like how I say champagne, I say champagne, and when I say lasagna, I say lasagna. Like I purposely got on my way to pronounce it wrong.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Supposedly. Anamorphic. Anamorphic.
Yeah. See, it's his Portuguese mouth.
It's these little lips again.
It's the little lips.
I'm telling you.
All right, cool.
Just punched the mic because I'm snotty all over the place. Because I got no fucking tissue paper because you fucking people took them all. Sorry, it's an explicit show.
It is now. It was already. So, that's going to be it for the show this week. Thank you for everybody that was able to join and listen. Thanks, guys. Yeah, we made it to a little over an hour, Kevin, so I'm very happy about that. I'm ready to call it a night and go to bed. Messed up a bit. But if you would like to get a hold of us, if you have any thoughts or corrections, please send emails to classicleet@gmail.com. That's classicl337. If you'd like to contact us on social media, classicleet is our username everywhere. Again, that's classicl337. That's a Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Amazon. We have Amazon affiliate links in the descriptions of the podcast and YouTube videos. So if you go to Amazon through our links and buy something, we get a small commission, which the exchange rate right now is terrible. We finally did get a check from our Canadian advertising from...
Yes!
And we got $100 Canadian, which very quickly turned into 70 US.
Yeah, well...
Oh. Well,
that bad?
There's an exchange rate, and then there's also a processing fee at the bank because they sent me Canadian money. Not horrible. It definitely makes a real, like, that is half of what we need for the year.
Yeah.
For me to not have to pay out of pocket. So I love that. So thank you very much to everybody that uses our affiliate links. We only get paid every $100 earned in Canada. Every $10 in America we get paid. So. We get little payments here and there. I think we are totally covered for 2020. Keep buying because we fully intend to do the show in 2021. Again, we only need about $150 a year to do the entire show for the year, financially. So
I just wipe my nose in my pants.
All right. You are flexible. That's why I got such a crush on you. You're so cute. Thin lips and flexible. Man.
Thank you.
You're the best. Last thing, I want to thank Ben Landis. I want to thank Ben Landis very much for letting us use his song Through the Forest as our intro music, and shout out to Cubby for being awesome and having his album Sleet as Creative Commons. That's why it's part of the reason why I feel totally comfortable using the song as our outro music. Although Cubby's a friend of the show, so no problem even if we needed a license, I'm sure he would give us permission. Go buy Cubby's music, go buy Ben Landis' music, and I want to thank everybody very much for listening to episode 314 of the Classic Elite Podcast. And we'll see you next week for episode 315.
Stay safe, stay inside.
Bye-bye, Washington.